today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Our text kind of zeroes in on one verse, verse 31, but I had to read it to you so you get an understanding. That God did not drive out every enemy for the Israelites. He left some things in place to test them, to see if they would obey him. Like some of us, we don't want any enemies in our church or anybody that gets on our nerves. Move them out, Bishop. Get rid of them. But it's not consistent with Scripture. Neither will he do it on your job.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, One Man, One Mission. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Judges chapter 3, verses 1 through 9 and 31.
The book of Judges chapter 3. I'm going to start at verse 1, and I need to read. It's a lengthy text here. It is not customary for me to read lengthy texts, but you got to get the context of what we're about to deal with as we deal with the fear factor. I want you all to know that I love you, even though I got to hurt you. I got to get fear out of here. I got to get fear out. The fear of bad news, fear of man, fear of the church, fear of progress, fear of failure. We need courage. Look at the word of God out of Judges 3, verse 1. We'll read through verse 9 and then one verse, verse 31. The word of the Lord reads like this: These are the nations the Lord left to test all those Israelites who had not experienced any of the wars in Canaan. He did this only to teach warfare for the descendants of the Israelites who had not had previous battle experience. The five rulers of the Philistines and Canaanites and all the Canaanites, the Sidonians and the Hivites, living in the Lebanon mountains from Mount Baal Hermon to Lebo Hamath. They were left to test the Israelites to see whether they would obey the Lord or his commands, which he had given their ancestors through Moses. Look at verse 5. The Israelites lived among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites. Oh my God, all of the ites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, all of the ites, the Shilites. All of the ites. Look at this. They took their daughters to marriage and gave their own daughters to their sons and served their gods. The Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God. They intermingled with the society. They started going out and grabbing the associations of the Perizzites and the ites in the land. They started acting like they never went to church. Everybody was their friend except church folk. Oh, that's my friend. That's my friend. Man, you can have my daughter. You can have my daughter? Yeah, because we friends. I don't care what you do in the back room. Just give me my marijuana. And I don't care what you do with my son. I don't care how old you are and how young he is. As long as you give him what he wants, make him feel comfortable, I'll let you have him. All of the ites, they did evil in the sight of God and even allowed their children to intermingle, and then they served their gods. They served elephants and donkeys. Can I read some more? I told you it's going to hurt. I'm going for it, man. Look at this. I like verse 8. I don't like it, but you need to hear it. The anger of the Lord burned against Israel. So he sold them into the hands of the Cushians, the Cushians, to this particular king, whom the Israelites were subject for 8 years. But when they cried out to the Lord, he raised up for them a deliverer, Othniel, Caleb's younger brother, who saved them. Last verse, verse 31, after Ehud came Shamgar, son of Anath, who struck down 600 Philistines with an ox goad. He too saved Israel. Give notice to verse 31. Shamgar, son of Anath, struck down 600 Philistines with an ox goad. That one man saved Israel. I want to pull out this man and deal with courage and eradicate fear. From the subject this morning, one man, one mission. You can say it, one woman, one mission, but I need to preach it just like the text says, one man, one mission. Father, I thank you and I bless you and thank you for the eradication of fear. You have seen the intermingling of your people, the cross lining. You have seen what happens when we let our guard down and when we do evil in the sight of the Lord. Things happen even in our family tree, and fear enters in. And Father, we thank you for the corrective and the judge, the justice that follows when we cry out to the Lord, the healing and the deliverance. Unconventional means. We give you praise for the deliverance of your people today around the country. Our nation is divided. Our nation is suffering from racism and issues and ites. And Father, we need intervention. We need peace. We need help. We need love. We need compassion, but we need deliverance. So send your word now and help me to articulate clearly your plan for your people. Give us ears to hear it, a mind to comprehend it, a heart to receive it, and a spirit to contain it. And we will give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, say amen and clap your hands. Shamgar, who delivered Israel, he himself defeated 600 Philistines. One against 600. Virtually impossible in the natural, especially for a fearful person. But how many of you know all things are possible? Yes. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, and to him, or through him that loves us. Our confession of faith, this is our Bible. It is the word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I choose to agree with the word of God. And I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance contrary to the written or the spoken word of God. I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me through the word of God, which abides in my spirit. My mind is renewed. My heart is receptive and ready to receive. I can't quit. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I only had 25% of the church to go with me on that. I'm really surprised, so we're going to do it again. We're going to do it again. This is a moving church, right? What would it look like for me to be taking our church to Walmart and only 25 of you show up? What kind of leader is that? What kind of leader are you if you got five kids and only two get to the finish line? Because you didn't enforce certain things. When you saw them slacking, you let it go. When they were eating, taking off their shirt, you know they're watching pornography, but you didn't say nothing about it. Let me say it on this side. You saw them hanging out with the wrong people, but you didn't say anything about it. You heard about your friend's kid getting killed, and you still didn't say nothing about it. We got to make sure they finish. So we got to do our confession of faith again. I know you're annoyed. I know you're annoyed. I know, but we're going to get on your toes and step on toes this morning. Because we got to get unstuck. Yes. All right, confession of faith. This is my Bible. It is the word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I choose to agree with the word of God, and I choose to disagree contrary to the written or the spoken word of God. I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me through the word of God, which abides in my spirit. My mind is renewed. My heart is receptive and ready to receive. Can't quit. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Glory to God. And one of the jobs that I have in a loving way is to motivate our people to do better. It is not easy in this time because mediocrity is invading the land when God wants us to become excellent, not flawless. Excellent. It means you give attention to details. That's what excellence means. It doesn't mean you're flawless, but you give attention to details. Thank you, Lord. So in the old school, if you had to clean up the kitchen, an excellent cleaning would be you made sure that not only was the stove clean, but you got all of the dishes out of the sink and it was dry. You made sure the dishes were put up. The old folk used to mop too. That's what you would call excellent. My job is to make sure I transport people and resources to a spot. Thank you for your attention. The context in the book of Judges is unique. I'll give you a brief story here. It is a part of a larger school of thought, a larger narrative. Israel is going through a time where there is no leader. They had a strong leader for 40 years. The nation had a strong leader for 40 years that led them out of captivity. And then Israel had a follow-up leader that was just as powerful. Actually, God magnified the young man in the midst of the nation. He said, I'm going to magnify you in the midst of the people. In other words, you're small to them, but I'm going to put a magnifying glass on you and make you bigger. See, this is why we need the God factor. He's not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. I got to put power on you, Joshua. I got to put power on you and magnify you so you can lead these people. And as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. The same God that was with Moses, watch this, he's with us. The same God that was with Joshua is with Truth Revealed. And we can expect him to do magnificent things, driving out the ites and establishing his kingdom. So you got to look at the book of Judges now. There's a whole narrative there. This book is full and replete of stories of what happened during a time where their greatest leaders are gone and they have not stepped into the monarchy yet. There is no king. And people were doing exactly what they wanted to do. Like people in a democracy does whatever they want. Don't want rule, don't want governance, don't want anyone to tell us what to do. Don't want any order at all. Just want to wake up in the morning and expect money to come from trees. But it's just not realistic. Most people around the world don't live as good as many of us in this room. Or the poorest in our nation. Most people around the world live better than the poorest in our nation. Because at least you can go over to Kentucky Fried Chicken after they close and say, please, can I get a stick? A drumstick? If you're nice, they may give you one. Because they have to throw away food. If you go to Subway right before they close, they may give you a sandwich. Hint. You don't have to steal. If you just go, if you're nice now. This is how people work. I'm telling you what's happening. I can survive without a job. If I just had some mode of transportation, I believe a bike or something like that. Personally, I believe I can survive for several months. I wish it was wintertime and not summertime because I don't like mosquitoes. But I believe I can survive. Amen. Anywhere in the nation if you know how to be nice. People may leave you hands full of purpose. In other nations, if you don't have a job and you don't have a descendant, if you have no supporter, there is no father or mother, you're on your own. Ain't no check coming in. No Social Security, none of that. What we complain about, people, that's why they're trying to get to America. If you ever go out of the country, when you come in, you'll understand what I'm saying. People are holding bags, standing in line. Shoes are all messed up, standing in line. I just want to, can I get in? This is what's happening around the world. So many of us don't understand how blessed we are. Amen. And I understand that. You got to go out sometimes before you can see what's really in. That didn't mean you need to go into the world to see what's in the church. Learn from the ones who've been there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the book of Judges is really good because it shows Israel. Without a king, without direction, without a strong leadership, they turned away from God. They were oppressed by their enemies. That's what happens when we turn away from God. Bishop, I feel free. No, you're not. When you turn away from God, you become oppressed. I don't care where you are. There's some type of vice that invades you. Something you, oh, you should have a lot of money in the bank, but it's not there. It seeps out. You don't want to tithe, but I'm telling you what's happening to your accounts. When you disobey God, you need deliverance. I say all of us need deliverance. Our text kind of zeroes in on one verse, verse 31, but I had to read it to you so you get an understanding. That God did not drive out every enemy for the Israelites. He left some things in place to test them, to see if they would obey him. Like some of us, we don't want any enemies in our church or anybody that gets on our nerves. Move them out, Bishop. Get rid of them. But it's not consistent with Scripture. Neither will he do it on your job. He's not going to do it in your family. You will always have somebody that you got to work with. It's the same in your church. He didn't do it for his people, and he's not going to do it for us. If God moves away everything that makes you uncomfortable, he would have nothing to work with to perfect you. Neither will we be able to measure your growth and your stature. He uses the ites to test to see if you will obey him. You don't know what you would do until the ite shows up. You don't know what you would do until temptation shows up. You don't know what you would do when you look at them and you look at yourself and you look at them and it looks like everything is going well. So you join with them. You join your family with them. But you don't understand the lice and the mice and the stuff that attaches itself to our rebellion. The scripture is really clear here. And the Lord left the ites in the land. Number one, the scripture says, the nations that he left in the land, he left them there because many of his children had no war experience. In other words, many of us in this room, our fathers and our ancestors had no car. And they still got their education. They raised 11 kids on a small amount of money. And they kept their mind sound. Guess what? And they got all of those children Easter clothes and went to church. Oh, amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Come on, help me. That saved a wretch like it was grace. Hallelujah. Oh my God. It was grace. Come on, order my steps in your word. And when your feet are ordered, the grace is released to accomplish the work. We've lost something because we don't sing that song. Our children don't know that song. They know all of the rappers, but they don't know Amazing Grace. They know our teaching, but they don't know Amazing Grace. And it is not our teaching that's going to bring them to their knees. It is the grace of God. I am that I am by the grace of God. And that grace is rich in my life. I couldn't do this on my own. God brought me through. Many of our children have never tasted desperate, but they're committing suicide. Thank you, Lord. Why are so many males committing suicide today, even in the African American community? What do you mean you're gonna kill your life because she didn't write you back? What do you mean you hurt that much? You can't square yourself away and get your feet into the path and stand. How can you walk away from your kids and think everything is cool? We haven't tasted desperate. We made way more than our forefathers. But there's something missing. We're not robust inside. We've integrated ourselves with the ites and we've lost the grace. Oh my God, we hanging out with everybody, can't feel nothing, and our parents don't want us to feel anything. We're overcompensating for kids that should be grown. What do you mean you quit your job because you don't like what they said? You stand, man. You've got a family. You can't quit. There's too much life. Lord, help me. I don't want to be so passionate. Can I tear it down? I got to tear it down. I got to tear it down. I got the Jeremiah's anointing. I got to uproot some stuff. We're building on a faulty foundation. Oh, my God. So I got to leave some of these ice in the land because I got children that have no war experience. Oh, we made sure they have Jordans, and we made sure they have Adidas. And we made sure that they got the latest, but they're not robust. If you tell them no, they may cuss you out. You don't have to smack them, just say no. All of a sudden they don't speak.
You ain't never did nothing for me, mama. Oh, my God, I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. Why are we coddling this stuff? There ain't no grace, right? You've been hanging out too much, sipping your Patron and smoking yourself and hanging out with your kids. And you haven't come to church like you should, like the old grandmother used to do. And just bring them to church, and then they couldn't chew gum either. They couldn't run everywhere, and parent talking, they running everywhere. No, no, you need to stand by me. Ain't no order. I don't want to go to church, mama. You don't have to, baby. You don't have to, baby. I'm a father. I speak straight. The boy, listen, there's a gabor in every boy, but the woman can't bring it out. In other words, you love them, right? But you can't bring out gabor. The gabor only is pulled out and manifested when a man speaks. So you can't call, I got to protect you from Bishop. He mean. No, you better pull him up. Get him to me. The gabor in him will rise up. He was like a man speaking now. Something in him will tie up with it. It will not go against it. He will link with it. At first he may resist it, but just keep pushing him, nudging him. After a while, something will work with him.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, One Man, One Mission, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, it's here. The 20th Annual Awaken Women's Conference, Preception, kicks off this Friday at Truth Revealed and continues Saturday at the Crown Plaza with our gala luncheon. Registration is closed, but let's come prayed up, expectant, and ready for God to move.
The Coalition for Better Families invites you to Being Relevant in Changing Times on Tuesday, October 21st, 2025 at 7 p.m. This free event is for families to share, listen, grow, and be strengthened. But you must register to attend. Don't miss this chance to connect, learn, and be encouraged. Sign up today in the TR app, on the website, or scan the QR code in the foyer. New members' classes are in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
The WWBC 1510 AM radio, the Christian voice of Brevard, has an official Facebook page. Check it out, like our posts, and leave a comment and follow us as well on WWBC 1510 AM radio.